This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mr. David Draymond, how are you this morning, brother?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, man, better than I deserve. Congratulations on the new single, man. I Will Not Break is killer.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
You are. Can you hear me okay? There's a little bit of echo on it, but I can hear you okay.
I can hear you good.
Excellent, man. So, by the way, right off the gate, LJ, you know, lives in Kansas City, Witherspoon. And we were talking this morning about the upcoming tour, and he sends all his love. He's very excited. In fact, we're going to fly out to Madison Square to see Seven Dust on that tour with you, because that's the first time they'll have played Madison Square Garden.
Amazing. Yeah. Happy to help them make it happen.
Ah, dude, he's so much love for you, so much respect, man. We spent half the interview talking about
back
you.
At him. I've been a student of LeJean since before we were signed. He's one of the best frontmen in the business. Seven Dust has pretty much been the gold standard for live performance for rock bands for as long as I can remember. So we're always honored to have them on tour with us.
And credit to you, because you don't want that band opening. Most bands don't want that band opening for them. Disturbed can do it, but man, you gotta be confident in your world to have Seven Dust up before you, because you know like I do, man. You're right. They are the gold standard, man. And the funny thing about LJ is he's so ferocious, so intimidating on stage, and he's the sweetest, kindest, most thoughtful human being. One of my dearest friends, man. And he is just I can't sell him hard enough, and you know this, but just what a kind guy he is.
You know, he's the best of people. All of them are. They're all great guys.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we specifically always try to choose bands that make us feel like we need to step up our game. We don't want pushovers opening up the night. We don't want bands that go on autopilot. And we want people that are giving it all they got, that make us feel we need to demonstrate to everyone why we deserve to be at the top of the hill.
No, that's it.
I love that work between Seven Dust, and now we have both singers of the Three Days Grace eras, joining together. It's inspiring throughout the night. I'm really looking forward to all of it.
Well, and then, of course, when Disturbed hits the stage, and you guys, countless Rockfest with us alumni, I mean, from way back, 25 years ago, that's how we all met, with the sickness. And to watch it grow, and everything that's gone on with Disturbed, even talk about the live show, the fire, though, even just the pyro, like, the pushing it so far as it'll go to give the audience everything. And, I mean, that's come to define the Disturbed live show.
We're all about it. There's definitely going to be some surprises during this run. We're definitely delving deep into the nostalgia aspect from the sickness era, bringing out a lot of the old toys and entrances, slightly enhanced, of course, for the modern era. But it's definitely a nice little unsettling and somewhat frightening trip down memory lane. But
right.
Looking forward to it.
Well, I'll tell you, and it's so interesting. We were talking about this before, about when bands do covers. Most bands, and I like covers, I love them. When they do something, it'll be a song that's not as heavy, and they heavy it up, and then it sounds fun, and we all enjoy it as a B-side or an extra add-on during a live show, and it's fun. Nobody chooses a song that is already considered a gold standard and doesn't make it heavier per se. I remember they were like, oh, they're going to do Sound of Silence, and I was like, oh. And I'll tell you, there's very few times in my life I'm so happy to have said, man, I was wrong. Because when you hear it, you go, well, God damn, man, that happened.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. And it keeps happening. It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, dude,
never ceases to amaze me how far that song continues to reach, how many people it continues to affect, how many different incarnations of it there are. It's pretty incredible.
Oh, I stood on the side of the stage at Rocklahoma this past year. And I watched you from behind the string section, and I watched the crowd, and I just watched the way it went down and the feeling of it all. And people, you know, we think we know what heavy it is. Heavy is all relative, right? Those strings coming in, the building of that song, that's heavy. That's monumental heavy.
I couldn't agree more.
No.
And, you know, there's different textures of heavy, too.
Yeah.
And sometimes, a smack in the face is best preceded by a light caress.
Indeed. And to that point, this has always been you, David. I feel, here's the thing. We don't all have to agree, but you are, you're always very vocal. I always see you stand up for people, even when people come after you. You know, we live in times of, what do they call it, getting canceled or politics or that. To me, you've always been about humanity, but I've seen you take some hard shots, and it always pisses me off when I hear that, oh, you're a singer, just sing. And I go, hey, man, he's a goddamn United citizen. He gets a vote and he gets an opinion just like everybody does. You wouldn't say to a trash man who gets a vote and an opinion, hey, don't stop giving me your opinion. Go pick up my trash, because you get your ass kicked, right? Like, so
right.
You have, of course you have every right.
I get it. You know, for people who come to a live show to escape the noise of the world and to escape everyday problems and, the negativity of the news and the world around us. I understand. I do. But as an individual, and as just a human being, I definitely do have my own opinions that are separate from what we do.
Of course.
As a band. People can take and leave them. It doesn't really matter. I just think that in order for me to be able to look myself in the mirror every day and to have a conscience that doesn't want to eat me alive inside, I need to say something. So it's hard. It's such a chaotic environment right now. It's such a touchy and sensitive environment right now. Everybody's at each other's throats more than I've ever seen before. I mean, all you have to do is voice an opinion of any kind.
Right.
And start an argument. So you can't really win.
No, all you can do is try to be
any winning at it.
A humanist.
Just
that's all you can do, man. That's it. Be yourself and be a humanist at all times. I don't get in the weeds. I want people to do well. I care about people. That's what I've always taken away from you, man. I've watched you with mental illness with people. That's not a sexy or fun rock and roll moment, but it is real.
No. It's a necessary one.
Yes, it is.
You know, I think that it's always nice to lose yourself in the fantasy, but if you don't have a very, accurate take on reality, reality can come and smack you in the face pretty hard. So you can't blind yourself to the world around you. You can't blind yourself to what's happening to you as a person, to your mental state, to your mental health. You can't ignore it. It will rise up from beneath. It does.
And listen,
least expect.
It helps people. The Sound of Silence. It helps people. Lyrically, yes, it's a beautiful song. Sonically, it's a beautiful song. But I watched people. Like, again, now come back to that Rocklahoma moment and then also seeing you in Kansas City do it. But watching it unfold on the audience and having them get it, like, what a beautiful feeling for you that's got to be. Because you are putting good back in the world with that.
Amen, brother. We try to do it every night we take the stage. And, you know, you can almost feel the weight being lifted from people. It's an incredible thing.
And then you hit them with, you know, the heavy, right? Like the next level of heavy with like new stuff, like I Will Not Break. That's when the place just goes goddamn crazy. And I'm so excited to see the Madison Square show. Because I'm proud for LeJean. You know, you guys have always been great to us, David, and, you know, here in Kansas City, and hell, man, up in Sturgis even. And I think what a magic night it can be. It really can. I hope this tour goes on forever.
I've got a lot of miles on this chassis, and we don't want to break the whole machine yet.
What do you do? When you come off tour, where do you go? Is there somewhere you go? Do you travel, or are you done traveling and you go home and hibernate?
I try to just go home, man. And, you know, this is going to be a rough one for me. My son's, you know, going to be 12 years old coming up this year, and it's not easy leaving him in the middle of, you know, school year. You know, I'm divorced, so I share custody with my ex, and you know, the time that I do have with him is precious, and it doesn't ever get any easier leaving.
It's so difficult. Funny. Nobody ever thinks about that, because knowing back to LeJean and Kingston and Jada, like, he lives for those children. Like, they are his entire, that's his life. I mean, I've spent too many hours at his house, too many times at dinner watching him interact with those kids. When we go, hey, let's go to dinner, you know his children are coming, and they're wonderful to be around. Like, it's fun. It's a real family. And, dude, it is hard. You got to go out and earn a living, and you got to bring music to people, but you still have this thing trying to hold you home, because it is far more important.
Maintaining that balance is key, and it's not an easy thing.
Does he come out and see you now? Because 12, now he's really down, right? Like, he knows what dad
does.
Yeah,
he's almost too into it. It scares me, because he wants to be like his daddy, and you know, and he's talented. He's got a voice, and I just worry. You know, people don't realize the toll that this life takes on you. They don't realize the sacrifices that are involved. It's not like those, you know, movies you see from the, you know, heyday of rock and roll in the 80s. It's not all sex, drugs, and excess. It's a lot of discipline. It's a lot of loneliness. It's a lot of, you know, it's not what people think. And don't get me wrong. I'm very, very blessed to still be able to do this at the level that we do it, and to be able to empower so many people on a nightly basis. It's incredible. And I'll never, you know, not be thankful for that. But I also have to be honest, at least with myself and with everyone else, that, you know, none of this is easy. And so I worry for him. I hope that he actually decides to become a doctor or a lawyer or something that doesn't involve entertainment.
Well, dude, and it's funny because you talk about that. Like, I remember being so against, for a moment, before we all met Wolfgang, as a musician, they said, Van Halen's getting back together, Dave is back, and I'm like, where's Michael Anthony? I'm like, ah! And then I saw it. I went to the show, and I saw the look between Edward and Wolfgang, and I saw the father-son dynamic, and I was like, that's beautiful. Like, that was like, man, that is just beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful for them to be able to have that before the world lost Eddie. You know, I think that was an incredible thing for a father and son to be able to do something like that together. There's no stronger bonding element in existence. You know,
that's right?
So beautiful.
Dude, well, you never know what the world will bring you. I mean, the answer is always yes, right? Like, walk through the door. Listen, I can't wait to hear it. The whole album, I Will Not Break, is the single. The album comes out later this year, but the tour starts right away, man. You guys pick up Seven Dust, and it's 3 days grace. And and by the way, that whole dynamic, how cool is it? You never see two roosters in a hen house, right? Two lead singers in the same band. I mean,
you know what? God bless both of those guys.
Yes.
I love them both.
Yes.
You know, I had a man that I think they're both incredibly talented. Each one of them has such a distinctive tonality and such great voices. To be able to showcase their entire catalog that way and pay homage to both eras and to come together and unify, I love it.
No.
I think it's bringing so much for the fans.
No.
I couldn't be happier about it.
Putting ego aside like that and just bringing it for the fans' sake and really doing it great, like, that shows, I mean, there's a real depth there. That's a great triple bill, man. I cannot wait to see the show.
You and me both, bro.
All right, man.
Can't wait to play it.
David, always good to catch up with you, my friend. And again, I Will Not Break is immense. I can't wait to hear the whole album.
Thank you, bro.
Looking
forward to the show. Take care, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.